AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, I know a lot of our listeners are at home this week, probably with a full house, little hands out asking for constant treats. Siobhan Berry, many of you know Siobhan as Mummy Cooks on Instagram, is with me in studio today because you've whipped up some healthy treats, if there's such a thing, Siobhan.
I know. Well, it is. It's about fun and balance. And I guess if you're thinking about preparing for Friday, if you're maybe hosting, you could do some healthy Halloween cupcakes.
Tell me about, you have some great photos here of your healthy treats.
Yeah, so first of all, maybe my banana pops. So
these look brilliant.
Yeah, they look great, don't they? So it is all about that, like what looks good. So it's a banana, it's a quarter of a banana rolled in some yogurt and then desiccated coconut. And then you're going to add some chocolate bits there for the eyes and the nose.
So it looks like a full on little ghost.
Yeah, and it goes into the freezer and then so that it doesn't go brown, actually. And then it goes into maybe a pumpkin and it sits on your table.
Like if you have visitors. It's just the banana rolled in yogurt, the desiccated coconut and then the decorative chocolate mini chips
bits,
for...
Yeah. Yeah,
eyes. Yeah. Brilliant.
And then we have edible plasters. So you're going to get some crackers, you're going to get some cream cheese and a little bit of jam. And they do actually look like...
Oh, they do, yeah.
They do look a little bit like blood plasters. And then a little bit of DIY, you're going to make little ghost popcorn. So in a little bag with some eyes glued on.
So it's literally just the popcorn in the little, those
it's
purchased
really
out
simple.
Bags.
Yeah, it's really simple. It's all about colours, bright colours, oranges, greens and purples on the table. I always think actually it's easier to dress a Halloween as healthy than any other occasion because you've got the pumpkins, you've got the skeleton, you've got the severed arm.
Well, it just looks very well, actually. Yeah. And I'm just thinking too, for people that are at home this week and if kids aren't in camp, it might be a nice way to preoccupy them now over the next few days.
Yeah, so I used to get the girls to carve their own pumpkin and then I would have hummus coming out the mouth and then I would have loads of different vegetable sticks. And the kids would actually enjoy, now whether they eat it or not, it's more about, and actually I do think that idea of not having too much sugar before they go trick-or-treating as well is important. It's just like sending them off to a party. I always fill them up before
they go. Yeah. So you were telling me a little bit earlier as well, you used to organise the kind of the Halloween party, and I know plenty of our listeners will be hosting this Friday too. What's your top tips for navigating that?
So I like a big bolognese or a big stew or something that's in a pot so that people, when they're coming, they can come in and have some. And again, the kids, something that the kids will eat. And then on the table, then you have your pumpkin with the hummus and you've got lots of vegetables. You've maybe got some cupcakes. And then trail mix is another good one as well. You can put maybe sweets in that. So you've got nuts, seeds, you've got cereal and then maybe little treats in there. So it's not all healthy. So that when they go out then on the trick-or-treat, they have, that's...
Not going out with an empty stomach.
Yeah.
Now, we're not suggesting that any of this is what you give to the trick-or-treaters who are knocking on the door, because I can imagine the response you'll get now if you're handing them the...
What I would actually do there is make sure you're not giving sweets that damage the teeth. That was the hardest part actually with my girls. I used to literally take the bag and go through because we don't want anything that's going to break their teeth. And a lot of those chewy sweets are, so I don't mind like chocolate or something soft because you don't know who's going to arrive at the door,
what age they are.
So. That's a good, but yeah, I mean, you have to have the chocolate there.
You gotta have something
sweets.
for the doors knocking. The cooking and baking, that's the cupcakes is your other recommendation.
Yeah, so I mean, you can get a lot of cases that are Halloween themed. So it doesn't. So what goes into it then doesn't have to be like anything too sugary. So I have a healthy Halloween cupcake that has oats in it, some raisins and honey. So there's less sugar in there.
So how, what are you doing? Tell me what's
in
that.
You're just reducing the amount of flour in there and adding oats. And then you're adding raisins, which are naturally sweet. And then some honey. But there is a little bit of sugar in there, but it doesn't have to be as much.
Yeah, it's
as
not
a
the
normal.
Full cupcake, yeah. Typical mix.
And then you're just getting the kids to help with it. And then instead of frosting, you could put a bit of yogurt. This is especially good for the younger kids.
Yeah.
When they're a little older, they get a little bit cute on that. But I think, you know, frosting and a cupcake is probably too much sugar before they head out.
So, and how are you making the yogurt as icing?
Just yogurt. So
just actually blob
yogurt.
It on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
I mean, you could add some stewed fruit in it to sweeten it up. But
But it's often even as you like, even if it is just raisins or something that's used instead of the chocolate chip for the decoration or the food dye as well in orange or red or colours will add a little bit of decoration to that too.
It's all fun. It's all about getting the kids into the kitchen and coming up with ideas and hopefully some healthy ideas that they'll go on to eat.
We were talking about this just finally a little earlier, Siobhan. What's the going rate for trick or treaters? What do you typically give them?
It's funny if you hand the box to them.
Yeah. Well, I was told you don't. I'm told don't let them pick. You give them.
No. I usually get like those little chocolate, you know, with the box with the chocolates in it, and you put your hand and actually wrapped. They have to be wrapped. So you're putting one hand in and into the various.
So you've sort of one sweet box that you give them a handful each.
I think one hand.
Yeah.
Someone suggested maybe giving coins.
Which
isn't a bad idea because maybe not the younger children, but the little older wouldn't mind a few coins. So
we'll make sure to share some of your recipes as well that you have here with you in studio today. You can get Siobhan on her own Instagram at Mummy Cooks, and I'll share some of the links too on my social media at Andrea Gilligan 1. Siobhan, thanks a million for joining us here in studio today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.